cattle futures firmed and gained on Monday. Feedlot population demographics, feed costs, weather conditions, and regional impacts will all help dictate fed cattle markets ahead, says Darrell Peel. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 1st of December. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade was at a standstill through Monday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Last week, live prices were at $111 a hundredweight in the Southern Plains, $110 to $111 in Nebraska, and at $109 to $110 in the Western Corn Belt. Dress trade was at $172 to $174. More narrowly, last week's five-area direct average steer price was $110.27 a hundredweight on a live basis. That was 70 cents more than the previous week, according to USDA data. The average steer price on the beef was $1.67 higher at $173.37. Cattle futures closed mixed on Monday amid month-end position squaring and some support from weaker grain futures. Live cattle futures closed an average of 31 cents lower, except for an average of 7 cents higher in the back two contracts. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 75 cents higher, from 55 cents higher at the back to $1.22 higher in spot Jan. Choice boxed beef cutout value was 83 cents higher Monday afternoon at $243.68 a hundredweight. Select was $1.75 higher at $222.43. Corn futures closed mostly 5 to 7 cents lower, while soybean futures closed 14 to 23 cents lower. Calves and feeder cattle sold mixed at the weekly Monday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Through mid-session, feeder cattle and calves were trading steady to $3 higher at Oklahoma National Stockyards, where there were an estimated 10,500 head on offer. Also through mid-session, at Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, steer calves weighing less than 650 pounds were selling $2 to $5 higher, while steers weighing more than 650 pounds were selling $1 to $4 lower. Heifers weighing less than 500 pounds and more than 800 pounds were trading steady, and then $2 to $4 lower at other weights. There were an estimated 10,000 head on offer. Yearling steers weighing 800 to 850 sold $4 to $5 higher at Sioux Falls Regional in South Dakota. Yearling feeder heifers sold steady, except for $3 to $7 higher at 750 to 800 pounds. Heifer calves sold $1 to $3 higher, except for $8 to $12 higher at 500 to 600 pounds. There is no test on steer calves, and there were 3,496 head on offer. Finally, steers sold $4 to $5 higher at Tri-State Livestock Auction in McCook, Nebraska. Heifers traded $3 to $8 higher. There are 1,520 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices closed lower Monday, likely with some month-end positioning and profit-taking. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 271 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 16 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 17 points. Feedlot inventory demographics, feed costs, the time of year, weather conditions, and regional impacts will all impact the fed cattle market in coming months, says Darrell Peel, Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist at Oklahoma State University, in his weekly market comments. Starting with gender of feedlot placements, Peel points out the latest quarterly inventory report indicated steers represented 62.4% of the feedlot inventory, and heifers comprised 37.6%. At the same time a year earlier, the inventory was 60.8% steers and 39.2% heifers. As for weight, Peel says 22% of the cattle placed on feed over the last 6 months weighed less than 600 pounds, 18% weighed 600 to 700 pounds, 22% weighed in at 700 to 800 pounds, 23% at 800 to 900 pounds, and 15% at weights more than 900 pounds. According to Peel, feedlot placement weight is related to finished weight of fed cattle. However, the relationship is not one-to-one. for both steers and heifers in the typical range of placement weights. He explains a pound increase in placement weight results in a half a pound of additional finished weight. Based on data from Kansas State University's focus on feedlots, Peel also says average daily gain each month so far this year is higher year over year for steers and heifers, and feed efficiency improved year over year too. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 1st of December. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.